Today I'm joined in the studio by Karen Sprake, who is the writer of Karen Cares, which offers advice and information to anyone caring for the elderly. Morning, Karen.
Morning, Julie. Lovely to be here as always.
Thank you. We have had some amazing weather recently and it has been really, really hot some days. It is lovely for most of us, but I know it isn't always good for the elderly and the very young, is it?
That's right, Julie. As we age, our tolerance to heat reduces and some elderly people suffer from what's known as heat stress. Heat stress occurs when the body can't cool itself down and maintain a healthy temperature. Usually the body will cool itself down by sweating, but sometimes this just isn't enough. Heat stress is medically known as hyperthermia.
Right, so what are the implications of heat stress, Karen?
It can cause minor conditions, just something as simple as a rash and cramp, to potentially life-threatening conditions such as heat stroke.
So we really need to keep an eye on our elderly in this intense heat, don't we? Apart from ensuring they are drinking plenty of water, what else can we suggest to keep them well?
Simple things we can suggest include pulling the curtains to keep the majority of the sunlight out. It's amazing how much cooler a room stays when you do this.
Yeah.
Plenty of cool drinks and cool food. Although hot casseroles and curries will make you sweat, which will cool you down, probably not the best thing. So salads, Plowmans, plenty of fruit, ice cream, ice lollies, cool you down nicely. I noticed the other day that our Iceland had run out of lollies completely the other day. Also, it's an idea that any jobs they want to get done, sort of housework and things, are done earlier in the morning when the heat's less intense. My dry was out at 6 the other morning and it was 18 degrees.
So we can help keep the home cooler. What else can we do to ensure safety when out and about?
Avoid going out at the hottest times of the day is always a good idea. The most intense heat at the moment is between the hours of 12 and 4.
Yeah.
I'd always suggest that somebody wears a sun hat, which keeps the sun off your head and your neck, especially you men who are follicly challenged, because bald does burn.
It does burn.
Light clothing, light colours are good because it reflects the sun rather than absorb it, which is what dark does. Suntan lotion not only protects the skin from burning, but it also helps to keep the body cooler. And don't rush, slow down in the heat, and even I've had to.
That's useful, Karen. What should we do if someone elderly is obviously suffering with the effects of the heat?
Although I'm not medically trained and I'm not giving medical advice, something that you could try, loosening their items of clothing or try and encourage them to change into something cooler. Ensure they drink some water straight away, and if they could have a cool shower. Failing that, it's not everybody knows this, but if you run your wrists under a cold tap, it cools the whole body.
Right, yeah.
It cools the blood in the veins as it's travelling through the body, and it really does work. And it's also a good idea if somebody's really, really hot to just pop their feet into a bowl of not cold but cool water, just to cool them down a bit.
I'm feeling cooler already, Karen. I also know that people living with dementia also find it hard to regulate temperature because the part of the brain that regulates it is damaged. What can we do to help them?
I have free room thermometer cards that show if a room is too hot or too cold. These are free and available via the contact page at Karen Cares. That's karencares.co.uk. That's great, Julie. I really appreciate the chance to share this with listeners. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen.